here on Public Radio 90 WNMU during Class Eclectic. I'm your host, Kurt Hosworth, and I'm joined in the studio today with a special guest to talk about more collaboration that's maybe part of the bigger umbrella of the Water Rising Project. But we're speaking about the NMU Arts Art and Design Program and the Visiting Artist Series, and we're here with Brian Kakis this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Kurt. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here today, and welcome to the studio today to talk about the Visiting Artists with Water Rising. So we talked a little bit ahead of time about how this whole project is this huge collaboration between different entities in the area, and you're kind of representing NMU and the Art and Design Program, facilitating with these visiting artists. What can you tell us about what NMU is doing for the Visiting Artist Program?
NMU has a pretty active visiting artist and visiting scholar. These programs that throughout the entire university. The School of Art and Design has been really active with bringing at least one national or international artist here a year. And when this project was brought up, it really represented so many facets of not just the School of Art and Design, but the creative activities that are happening in the English department. And so there was a collaboration that seemed an immediate need for us to pair together, because we have these two artists that, while working together and really making a name for themselves with the identities they're presenting, it's also about their individual careers. And so we're by teaming up with the English department and all the other entities outside of the university, we're able to reach a broader audience and look at the similarities through creative practices.
Right. And with this being able to afford to have the individual artists, the individual work, and then also have their combined efforts coming together, there's a lot that NMU students can also take away from these experiences.
Yeah, there's quite a depth to what's happening here with this. As some of the previous interviews are kind of talking about, is that we have a week-long event where we're bringing these two internationally acclaimed creatives into the community to work with people both on the campus and in the community. And that's a very important note, is getting rid of some of those lines and seeing that we're all in this together. And in this week that we're here, we're getting to see aspects of all their individual facets of how they work, with Lila being a creative writer and editor. She's looking at that professional world, both in the arts and in journalism. Mm-hmm. And then Garth as an independent creative, a sculptor with an international reputation from the Guggenheim to the Met. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be seeing individual physical work of theirs, the conceptual theories and practices for how they approach their studios and their works, and then coming back to how they're conjoining different efforts into a bigger message.
Right. And with that, you had mentioned about the sculptures. We were talking a little bit ahead of time about how students are going to have opportunities to kind of jump into this world and take on a project and see the evolution of that project over time.
Yeah, and so with over in the English department, Lila's going to be working with students on the creative writing process and analyzing and interpreting methods of creation. And then the School of Art and Design, we're going to see the physical approach to creating work. Garth is a classically trained sculptor, and kind of coming from Europe, there's much more of a body or figurative representational element that is not so much in North American of schooling, or at least not Northern per se.
Sure.
And he's going to be walking students through a four-hour workshop where they're going to be starting out with representational modeling of a live model with clay, but then through a series of prompts, he's going to be kind of tapping into their psyche and getting emotive responses and taking them through his world of abstraction. Mm. So you're getting indirect and direct tangible form and feeling that's coming from work.
Wow. And that'll be that changing evolution over time, and a great hands-on project for students on the physical artistic side, and also with the English side with the writing and everything. And I understand that they're coming together as a team too, you know, talking about Water Rising in general, and going to, I think it's water-rising.com. You can find out all about their collaborative efforts too. And with this too, I think there's a couple of workshops coming up with the two of them to talk about their works.
Yeah, we've got workshops that are happening in the community that are going through the Marquette Arts and Culture Center throughout the week of 15th to the 19th. The activities happening at, October 17th on Thursday are with Garth Evans at the University and the School of Art and Design. And he's following his lecture or his workshop with a lecture 6 p.m. on Thursday evening on creative practices and socially engaged artwork.
Mm, okay. And a lot of this too ties in with, I believe, the Fresh Coast Film Festival, with a video that's going to be premiering and part of the Fresh Coast experience too. So there's all of these pieces coming together to really celebrate the importance of water, the importance of art reflecting humanity, and maybe finding our place in the Upper Peninsula, recognizing our importance to the stewardship of the area. So there's a lot of fine things coming together that reflect the arts and tangible things, and just hopefully leaving that ripple effect with people in town.
And I guess one of the biggest takeaways might be the sense of working together. And the building, and or not just the continued building of an established community, and seeing how, yes, up here in the Upper Peninsula, we love how remote we are, and sometimes we want to stay secluded, but we're also just a stone's throw away from the rest of the world, and we've got people that are interested in coming here to engage with this community, and that is university and the community at large, and that's the big thing I think we want to stress here.
Wonderful. And we've been speaking with Brian Kakas from the NMU Art and Design Program this morning, talking about the Visiting Artist Series with Garth Evans and Layla Phillip coming for The Water Rising. And there's also an exhibit at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center that I believe opens today.
Yes.
It's running throughout the entire month of October. Where can people find out more information if they want to get engaged somehow?
They can go right to the Marquette Arts and Culture website, find out more information there, contact the gallery exhibitions director, or also contact myself. Bkakis at nmu.edu over in the ceramics department.
Wonderful. Well, Brian, thank you so much for taking some time to talk about the wonderful opportunities with the Visiting Artist Series.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Kurt.